September 10th, 2020. Call to order. Please rise for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please, Lisa. Commissioner Kriebel?
Here.
Commissioner Langria?
Here.
Mayor Holtzman?
Here. Pursuant to the Open Public Meeting Act, adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the law. First thing we have on our agenda tonight is a proclamation for Mr. Lou Paluti. I understand you had a birthday recently, or you're going to have a birthday coming up. So, and actually, this is something you probably could have and should have received from the city of Ventnor many, many years before this. But Commissioner Landgraf, Commissioner Kriebel, and I felt that it was well overdue. So if you don't mind, I'm going to read it. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. The city of Ventnor City honors Lou Paluti. Whereas Lou Paluti began his career with the City of Ventnor Beach Patrol in 1945, and whereas Lou Paluti dedicated 42 years of service to the City of Ventnor, serving as the chief of the Beach Patrol for 21 years, and whereas Lou Paluti served Ventnor City Beach Patrol as a leader, coach, teacher, and mentor, and whereas in 1952 Lou Paluti was the rowing champion, and whereas in 1967, Lou Paluti established the John T. Gowdy Memorial Rescue Races to honor the Beach Patrol's past captains, and whereas Lou Paluti implemented modern equipment for the Beach Patrol and public safety, and whereas Lou Paluti has a deep passion for sports, serving as the captain of the Atlantic City football team in 1948 and captain of the Temple University football team in 1952. And from 1968 to 1975, Lou Paluti was the head coach of Holy Spirit High School football team, leading them to 5 state championships in 1968, 1969, 1973, 1974, and 1975. And whereas Lou Paluti served in the U.S. Army from 1953 to 1955, and is a lifetime member of the South Jersey Chiefs Association, a charter member of the Vikings Rowing Club, past president of Atlantic City Lighthouse, former vice president of Showboat Casino, and former professor at ACCC. Now therefore be it resolved by the City Board of Commissions in recognition of Lou Paluti for years of outstanding service to the city, to the citizens of Ventnor City. Ventnor City Board of Commissioners, Mayor Beth Holtzman, Commissioner H. Timothy Kriebel, Commissioner Lance B. Landgraf, Jr., September 10th,
2020. Wow, how about that, huh?
Thank you so much.
Beth, do you want a picture?
Yeah, City of Ventnor, thank you so much.
Can you take a picture with me and
Coach
Paluti? Is it all right if I get a little close to you?
No problem.
It's no problem.
You can take the mask off for a second if you want.
Yeah, Louie, pull your mask.
Yeah, you can take it off for a second.
Thank you.
I'll stop breathing.
Okay, you want to go around? Okay, Mr. Paluti, I'm going to come around there next to you. I'm ready to take a picture so we can put it right
here. Get away from the
want to take some pictures.
Yeah, why don't you come to stand and why don't we
get her?
Yes.
Come on, let's get normal.
I'm not.
For this with that? Okay, that's good.
Time in together.
Two greats.
I'm getting you all.
I didn't want to get in it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it.
Is this said in Mrs. Chambers as well?
Yes, it is.
Anybody else?
Okay, how about you come over here? You got it? Can you move right there? How's that, is that good?
That's perfect, yeah.
Ernie, thank you.
All right, say cheese.
She's just trying to get the two of them. All right, I want one of them.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, God bless you.
Can I get a picture of Dave with you?
Have a nice day.
No, I thought it was 90, but I couldn't guess. God bless him. My dad needs this.
You want me over here?
No.
You're good. Okay.
Make sure that doesn't get wet.
Doing good.
Yeah, I'm doing good, yes, I am. I'll be there this weekend. Make sure that, you don't have to say, because our board meeting is for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, good seeing you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for coming tonight.
Hey, Brian, cheese.
Stay well.
Here, tell Coach Bergman and one of the parties there, did I say hello?
Tim McGuire, Commissioner Landgraf, Commissioner Kriebel, they're all saying...
Hello.
Hello. Congrats, well deserved.
Being Lou Pelludi Day, we changed that?
I don't know what...
Thank you, Veteran.
No, thank you, Mr. Pelludi. Okay, we ready? Okay, so we did that presentation, well deserved, as anyone who knows Mr. Pelludi knows that. We do not have any department head reports tonight. Capital was discussed at the last meeting, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, we have no minutes. We have no minutes tonight. We do have two ordinances that we will be introducing. One is 2020-019, and that is amending Chapter 220 of the code, where it relates to water usage, and that's a slight increase in the rates. Ernie, can you just quickly, if you don't mind, just explain it quickly so the public knows why there's an increase?
Good evening. I'm Ernie Gratz, I'm the Superintendent of Water and Sewer. There is a slight increase in the water and sewer rates. The Safe Drinking Water Act mandates that we maintain our infrastructure, and as time goes by, infrastructure has to be maintained, and it's for that reason the rates have to go up a little bit.
Great. Is that the same reason, the next ordinance with the sewer water?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
It's basically maintaining our structure.
Gotcha.
And infrastructure is very...
Expensive. I know.
So...
Okay, great. Thank you, Ernie.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, you're welcome.
Okay, Commissioners, you okay with that?
Yeah, maybe it was a little, we didn't get to really talk too much about the rates down here in Ernie's application, I'm good.
Okay. The next is ordinance that we will introduce is 2020, and that's amending Chapter 186 of the code, the City of Ventnor, as the same relates to the sewer waters, and Ernie just explained the reason. So, we're good?
Yes.
Okay. We have no public hearings or adoptions of ordinances this evening. We do have resolutions to vote on by consent. Before I go through them, Resolution 2020-301 has been pulled from the record. So the first one is 2020-300, and that is accepting the resignation of Brian Nolan. He was an employee in Public Works. We good with that, Commissioners?
Yes.
Okay. I think, yes, Ed asked to pull it. Okay.
I apologize, I am a little low, and our situation is a little behind, so I apologize.
Don't worry about it. We're good. The next is 2020-301, and that is, amending Resolution 2020-212, and that's for emergency cleaning of the municipal buildings and fire House Number One, and this is all the COVID-related cleaning that we have to do, correct, Maria?
Correct.
Okay. We good, Commissioners? Okay.
Yes.
Next is 2020-303, and this is amending Resolution 188 of 2020, authorizing Action Janitorial to provide the electrostatic spray sanitizing, disinfect, and cleaning services. Again, COVID-related cleaning requirements. Are we good, Commissioners?
Yes.
Okay. Next is Resolution 2020-304, and that's amending Resolution 2020 of 2020. All right, yeah, okay. Authorizing special traffic regulations, loading zones, and parking areas for outdoor dining due to COVID. This is us extending it to the end of October, yes? 30 more days?
To the end of October, no, this is...
It really only affects Red Room and San Tucci's and Celebration.
It says extending it 30 days.
No, Lisa, it's extending it 30 days after...
Correct.
100% dining inside.
Right. So once the governor says there will not be a state of emergency now, it'll be 30 days after that.
Oh, so this is an open end?
Correct.
We got, okay, great.
The governor.
That's
yes.
Great. Perfect. Okay.
We're over the deadline for the break end.
Okay, that's good. That keeps it more open ended. Great. All right. Commissioners, we're okay with that?
Yes.
Great. Next. Excuse me, what did you say, Lance? Oh, great. Yeah, absolutely. Next is 2020-305, and that's approving the liquor license renewal for V&R Inc., which is Florida Cold Cuts. We okay with that? Okay. Next is 2020-306. That's a refund for the Fish and Pier rental. I guess someone rented it, and then they could not use it.
Alex? Yeah, the person was disabled and couldn't go.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
They
so
said.
It's a refund.
Mm-hmm.
Great. The next is Resolution 2020-307. It's a resolution amending 245 of 2020, authorizing the hours and the hourly costs for parking meters and the kiosk machines within the city of Ventnor. And this is going, this is for the parking lot, correct?
Yeah, it's this cleaning it up to make it accurate.
All right, and it's 24 hours in the parking lot at
right.
$2.
Which we had previously done, but this overall overarching resolution had to be updated for that also.
Okay. But only the parking
yep.
lot is 24 hours.
Correct.
And we do that because people tend to park vehicles there overnight.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get activity there, so
right.
hopefully that'll eliminate activity you don't want there.
Right. Okay. We okay with that, Commissioners?
Yes.
Next is Resolution 2020-308, and this is authorizing the city to submit a grant application and execute a grant agreement with the Federal Emergency Management Agency for the fiscal year 2020 FEMA Flood Mitigation Assistance Program. We okay with that?
Yes. Yes.
Next is Resolution 2020-309, and this is authorizing no parking on both sides of the street from Monmouth Avenue to Calvert, beginning on September 21st until construction is complete.
We could say Dorset Avenue somewhere in there.
Yeah.
It does.
It does say doesn't yeah. have it written here in the paper backup.
Yeah, it's on Dorset Avenue, both sides from Monmouth to Calvert.
The work from the sewer being
okay.
You did not want to pay the street to shut down traffic. Cause of traffic problems in the summer, so we pushed the reconstruction of that roadway, which will not just be paving. Whether you know or not, there's a 12-inch thick rebar and force concrete underbase for that street. That road was originally a concrete road.
Right.
50, 60 years ago. So when we repair it, we have to replace that concrete and then pave over the top. So it's a couple step process
that we're going through. Okay, great. Thank you. Next is 2020-310, and this is closing out an escrow account. I don't think there's any questions on that, correct?
No.
We will have the approval of bills and payrolls. So the next is, do we have any discussion items?
I haven't known other than what you guys have anything.
I kind of nice. I'd like to put it in discussion. And Ray, I spoke, and I sent just a brief one of the mayor email. President reached out to me last night from Nashville Avenue, back with the sober living facilities again. Hanson House has purchased another home in our town and is proposing to create a group home sober living facility at that location. As Mayor, Commissioner, and we are all aware, he stepped in and was able to stop the bill that the Senate and Assembly had proposed to make it much easier for these sober living facilities to really multiply in our community, if anything. That was the last winter. So I met with the group from Hanson and I talked to them about not, you know, proliferating our community. And this will be our 24th sober living facility in the city of Edmond. In my mind, that's an overabundance of them in our community. That is not fair to our taxpaying residents. I'm asking everyone and anyone who's hearing my voice, just call up Senator Brown, call up Senator Mazzio, Armada, and tell them your feelings on this. Hopefully you agree with me. We need to get full court press to have the laws changed that would limit that, like liquor licenses are limited based on population, like grooming houses are limited based on population. Having this many sober living facilities in our community with grooming neighborhoods, we have them side by side on some of those streets, three in a row. This is not acceptable for them to develop. They have a caveat that Hanson House has exacerbated and used as a loophole to get these facilities. They do not comply with today's standard under the Oxford House model. And DCA has sued them. They are in some sort of settlement agreement negotiation right now, but I don't think it's finalized. I get what they do is good for people. I get that. Not everyone needs to live in that. Not everyone that is living in these communities, these homes, is from that. These should be spread out in other communities, not in just our city. I think it's unfair. I think she's targeting our areas that where she can purchase properties that are cheap. But now she's even spread into the beach. So I ask people, I implore people, I will put contact information for our state legislators on our website. I emailed all three of them today and anticipate some sort of response. This is something that will set our community back. Everything we worked for the last 5 years, this will set our community back. I'm not going to take mine down. I don't know that I'm going to be successful. But I think it's, I think we're being taken advantage of. And I'm not going to act on it.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I'll continue that. I'll send you another letter as well. And it just needs to be fair. It needs to be fair. And
right.
And then down on the left.
Yeah. And they're hitting many cities.
Yeah, they.
It's just not fair.
There should be limits.
She can buy 8 houses, 5, 6, 7, 8 bedrooms and put 15, 16 people. That's not what these homeowners are for. It's not what the community and neighborhood is for. You now have 15 people living there year round instead of 4 or 5.
The parking and the density is not, impacted.
It's taxing our services. It's not fair to residents who invested in their properties on those streets and have built new homes. And now, we don't feel it's fair to them. And I agree with you.
There are blind homes with the right number of parking spaces and the right number of full-time bedrooms. And that, so it's just there's an imbalance.
There's got to be limits within any city.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about Vetner, but it's only fair that there's, they should be limited.
So Lynn, this is our, how many? This is how many now in the city of Vetner?
24.
24.
Possibly more than, not maybe more than that, and they added one on Dorset Avenue too, 600 block.
Yeah, that's been there for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're in the range of 24, 25, which is too many. They're not all by the same number. But there are that many in camp. We had the county GIS department mapping for this. And last winter, when I went into the three separate grounds office, when they would get Senate bill that would have given them even more rights to do this work without any approvals, without any local. So Christmas was very helpful. I have yet to hear back from Senator Mazzio.
Your goal is that it's something that should be per capita and also geographically on the same block.
Agreed, there's recent distance between.
I agree.
Thanks.
You're welcome. We good?
Yeah.
Okay. Do I have a motion to open to the public? This is a public portion where anyone in the public may speak on any of the items that I touched on that we, the commission will be voting on in the regular portion of the meeting. So do I have a motion to open the public portion?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Jim, is there anyone out there?
Anybody from public portions to speak on any item discussed or to be voted on? Please note either in the chat section or by recognizing the raised hands and you'll be recognized.
Ken, you're okay? Okay. No, Jim?
No.
Okay, do I have a motion to close public portion?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Do I have a motion to close the workshop portion and open the regular meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, the first is the ordinance introduction 2020-019, amending chapter 220. Do I have a motion to introduce the ordinance?
Introduce ordinance 2020-019.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Crevel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Do I have a motion to introduce ordinance 2020-020, amending chapter 186?
You motion to introduce ordinance 2020-020?
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Crevel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. We have no public hearings and we have no ordinances to adopt, so the next is resolutions by consent. Do I have a motion to adopt resolutions 2020-300 through 2020-310, omitting 301?
Any motion to adopt resolutions by consent, 2020-300 through 310, excluding 301?
Do I have a second?
Second motion, that's your turn.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Crevel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we have our bills and payroll. Al, can you give us the amounts, please?
Yes, for the bill list this period, it's a $1,392,534.42. And the payroll for this period is $589,600.85.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve bills and payroll stated from our CFO?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Crevel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Commissioners, do you have any announcements or safety report for this evening?
I would, just to wrap up the summer in some way.
All right, so we'll jump down to commissioner comments and reports?
Yes.
Is that good? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Commissioner Crevel. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I proceed with the beach patrol. Chief Bergman in the room, we have discussed over the last 2 weeks and have posted that beach will be guarded from 10 to 6 every day through September 20th, plus the weekend of September 25th and 27th. So that's going to be 2 beaches east of the, of the Deerstalk up in Dorset, and then 2 beaches south of the Deer Domain in Lafayette. Or probably want to call that your direction. We have busy summer like any. There were just last week I know the lost kid that the beach patrol was coming to beach until about 7 p.m. and eventually found it. But the rescues had a big spike in July, 372 in July, and a total of 588 rescues for the season in 3 months, 150 first aid, and 14 lost children. So as always, a busy season, and hats off to the patrol and all the officers and guards that do what they do without their patience. So pleasure to watch them. Also in the fire department, we had basically a 3-alarm fire. I guess that was last week at 111 North Forest Avenue. Margate, Atlantic City, Longport, Brigantine, and Pleasantville were all providing mutual aid. Fire under control in about 2.5 hours. Basically overtook Dorset Avenue from the bridge to all the way to Redrum and beyond. Amazing response, amazing stop, another either there were 5 patients that were treated by EMS on scene and no injury to any of the our fire department. So in the end of the summer, all as it always is. Just to wrap up, so everyone knows, to watch our website, the Farmer Market is continuing September 11th, September 18th, and September 25th, from 8:30 to 12. So that's always one of our best events, excellent, socially distant, and really well maintained. Lots of kudos to Andy and Hank, everybody involved along here, as well as the concerts. Huge success on the concerts. I want to thank Don and Ian and them for all their work. We got some stats on that I'll share later, but that again is a great event. Really to help light something that the city needed.
I knew Joe and Don, but I didn't.
That's all I have.
Well, that was a lot, and I'm just going to say I second everything you said.
Yeah.
Thank you. Would you say, Commissioner Landgraf? Absolutely.
Again, I second Tim's comments and Mary's comments. Beach Patrol did a phenomenal job this year in this pretty rough, not only conditions in the water, but conditions with pandemic.
Absolutely.
So they did a phenomenal job. In lesser good news, well number 10, which is the well out by the school, Lafayette Avenue School. We lost that motor today. Her mom this morning ran for a few minutes and went out the school. Is Ernie still there?
Yes, he is.
Okay. From what I understand, Ernie advised me today that we'll have a temporary motor set up there by tomorrow. We have plenty of work for people who are going back to their homes and don't have as high of a name right now.
Ernie's shaking his head, yes.
We're pretty good with that, so we'll have a temporary motor in there, and then we'll have to replace that motor. It's part of the deal. We can wear out. We have to do this. And to the pier, we had a record year on the fishing pier. After the opening end of June, we actually sold $60,000 worth of keys. Which is, what's interesting about that, we had more keys sold, 380 plus than we've ever had. we collected more dollars there in a shorter amount of time and at a lesser fee. We reduced all of our fees.
Wow.
$175 down to $140 for a fishing membership, and down from $50 to $40 for a welcome membership. So really kudos to Pyramid's dad, Tucker Hewitt, and the end of the year, Seamus. We had him filled in on the evening. We actually had someone manning the pier out there until midnight on Friday and Saturday nights. I think that's something we're going to try and continue next year. Have a three-man, three-person rotation out there at that building. Beach replenishment, we had a meeting yesterday. I was not able to attend. Maybe in the spring. Days are blurring together. So, Ed Stinson, our city engineer, attended. If you remember before, we hosted the meeting in the commission chambers for Longport, Margate, Atlantic City, and of course Becker. Army Corps was there. There were two representatives from each community to come. I anticipated being there, but being out of town, I was unable to do that. They are going to start with the surveying work the next couple of weeks, probably by the end of next week. You'll see that weird tri-body thing going out to the water. We'll see a bump in and out of that area in the sonar. What they're doing is mapping the seabed and the contour of the beach. That will determine how much sand they will place there, contour of those areas. All of our work will happen from Harvard Avenue south to the Market, west, but everybody thinks it's south, so I'll go for the consensus. So that work will entail mostly resloping face of the dunes, preparing walkovers, but it will also include north of the pier, or east of the pier, will be a replacement of a concrete ramp and crossover at Suffolk Avenue. Their last beach replenishment damaged that by cracking it pretty significantly. So Ed was successful in getting that done for us by the Army Corps at no cost to the city. Some of the sand replenishment, the dunes and the contouring of the beach, that we will have to pay our share of, and we'll get that number once they know that volume of sand that we're using on the beach. It's good that it's happening now. I saw some comments on our post that we're going to start. They were complaining that there wasn't going to be in the spring, after the storm. The idea of beach replenishment in dunes is to protect us from those storms. But to have them occurring now, so they're there in place during our winter storms and our nor'easters, is better than waiting until the spring instead of when protection may be depleted. They're good for road. That's what they're there for. They are there to absorb storm surge and storm waves. And they're going to the road, and that's what this process does. That's been in place since early 2002. That's all I have. I was mouthful. Sorry.
That's okay.
I think the important thing is that I think that there's some early criticism already about the new project, and people have to understand that we pay 25% of the total share that we're at the entire now.
So DEP pays a chunk, and we pay a smaller chunk, and that's
right. Yeah. But the idea that beach of the dunes and beach of the and cities with extended beaches suffered less loss in events like Hurricane Sandy, that's the reason. Yes, they're going to erode, but they're there to protect infrastructure and cities and homes. And the calculus is pretty clear. Easier to lose sand than it is to lose things. As much as one likes to.
I'm the bad word calculus.
It's important to report and understand it, but that's what they do. They look at the loss, the cost ratio, and it's the protection of the cost. I would suggest people look at Dr. Farrell's work on this at the Coastal Research Center right here in Stockton. There's a lot of good knowledge out there about libraries and communities, and we punish them for practice.
Agreed.
Okay.
And while you were speaking about the pier, there was someone in the chat room named Marcus who indicated that the fishing pier was a grand slam. Your sentiments are shared, apparently.
I gotta say, I mean, I know Tim worked hand in hand with Soch and builders, Weatherby, and those guys, just did, they went above and beyond.
Yeah.
There was a design change to put that anything smacks in. That
really?
The building.
Absolutely.
Made the face that pool.
Absolutely. I can't imagine without it.
No, just really adds to that look. I would do something on the other side of it.
Yeah.
I have that on this side.
And that was strictly on the fly. That's why we didn't have a good contractor that elevates the design when it comes to execution. He said, no, it's going to look clean, it's going to look bland with all that plastic. Why don't you let me try this? He built one himself in the shop, brought it over, looked at it, proofed it, and it was, gorgeous addition to it already. It's just a pleasure to see that building get such a great review from the public, see it being viewed. It's still in good shape. Not at the first, but rusty here and there, but the pier cans are great, too. Love them. They're really nice. We watch them to see what it's like, where the bridge hides at, how many people are there before we go down. Great vision.
That's how I'm getting my neighbor fixed right now.
Okay.
Is it working out good? A little bit more.
You guys good?
Yeah.
You good, guys?
Yep.
Tim?
Hold on, yeah.
Okay. Just a few things. I had the great pleasure of touring the movie theater yesterday. I think Commissioner Kriebel and Commissioner Landgraf had opportunities all along the way, but I went in, Clint was here, and I can't even describe it. It is absolutely magnificent. It is a class act, that building. It's just beautiful. And I think they're looking for November. He showed me everywhere. Chandeliers. It's just not, the big theater where the stage for like live performances, the chair, everything. It's just beautiful. It is just classy. I mean, it's really going to, I know people are excited to get in there, but I think once they get in there, they're going to be totally wowed. So that's one thing. The other thing I actually asked for a key so I could go hide. yeah, the balcony, it's beautiful. It's just absolutely beautiful. It's breathtaking.
It's
so,
that's
it is. It's
that's such a great benefit
from that. The color combos, the way he kept parts of the old building, the ceiling, it's just a story to tell, I'll put it that way. So, the other thing I just wanted to make mention, which I'm sure the commissioners are aware, but I don't know how we're going to maybe try to get our pulse on things. The school could be one venue, but I know, I think there's a lot of second homeowners that are going to stay here. There, I also know that people, the houses in Ventnor, or if they go on the market, they are being sold with less than 2 weeks. And that's not real estate information, that's personal. My parents sold their house, my aunt, it wasn't on the market. It wasn't on the market a week. So, and if you talk to people, and I actually ran into someone saying they visited here for years, they're from New York, and they are now buying and they're staying here. So I don't know if the commissioners or anyone else on our team has heard, but it seems like a lot of people are looking to leave certain areas, and one I think being New York and making New Jersey and Ventnor their permanent residence. So I think we just need to have a pulse on that, because for staffing and public safety and public works and things like that, just so we know what the summer population goes well up to 30,000, but the off season is 10,000. So it's just something that I don't know how we're going to gauge it, but it's food for thought that we need to probably try to figure that out. I know we can check with the school. I think Lance, you told me Margate has like 22 additional children this year. Right?
I don't know, 22, they got two.
Yeah, somebody told me 22. Maybe then it wasn't you, somebody else.
We'll see through the lines of sewer board.
Right.
Usage and above act, so. Yeah, we need public safety to see it from the number of people that are in town and the number of calls. And it's happened all over our region.
Yes, absolutely.
The presence of Philadelphia and New York City trying to get out of the cities, They're looking at homes down here, especially the New York market, and LBI and Long Island, and we're a bargain.
Exactly, yeah, right.
We're a bargain. It's another hour south of them, an hour and a half south of them, right?
Yep. Yeah, the houses, they're not on the market, and that's within 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks, they're selling. They go up and they're sold. It's fast. So, all good, and a silver lining, I guess, through the pandemic, and we're going to keep going in the direction that we've been going in for 4 years. So, I mean, it's good to know that our real estate is moving that quickly. And I think that's all I have. So, now I will ask for a motion to open to the public. This is where anyone can speak on any topic. Please try to limit to a reasonable amount of time. I think it was a couple meetings ago, there was like a tag team of people on the same subject, and they brought it up over and over and over again, and that's not the purpose of this meeting. If there's a real issue that the commissioners and myself are always available to meet, you just have to call our office and we can schedule something. So it's more of a tidbit for the public, not a meeting between people. Anyway, so, do I have a motion to open to the public?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
If anybody from the public wishes to speak on any items, please make it out in the chat area or by raising your hand, you will be recognized.
Anyone, Jim?
No, not anyone.
All right, do I have a motion to close public comment portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We don't have an executive session, am I correct? Okay, and do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned.
6:15.